Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 4 sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, "Are you catching the 12:15 flight to New York?"
"No, I'll leave this evening."
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about? You will read, A. New York City. B. An evening party. C. An air trip. D. The man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin. Number 1. So what do you do in the company, Mr. Green?
I'm in charge of the company's financial affairs department.
Question. What department is Mr. Green in charge of in the company?
Number 2. I'm sorry to say your price has gone up so fast. It is almost 25% higher than last year's.
That's because the price of raw materials has gone up.
Question. Why is the price higher than before?
Number 3. What is the purpose of your visit to this city?
To look for a chance to do business with a local company.
Question. Why does the man visit this city?
Number 4. Do you think we should ask Mr. Ju to do this job?
Sure. He is the best person for the job.
Question. What does the woman say about Mr. Ju? Number 5. Let's get started. Tell me a bit about your educational background.
Well, I graduated from the City College. My major is office management.
Question. What is the most probable relationship between the 2 speakers? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and the questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now listen to the conversations.
Conversation 1.
Hello, Linda. This is Frank speaking.
Hi, Frank. It's nice to hear from you again.
Me too. I'm not as busy as before because I've quit my job.
What? Why did you give up your job?
The company has moved to another city. I don't want to move there.
Oh, I see. Do you have a plan for the future?
Yes, I'm going to start my own business.
Good idea. You will have more time with your family.
That's true. I do want to have more time with my family.
Then you don't need to go to the office every day. Good luck, Frank.
Thank you, Linda.
Question number 6. Why did the man decide to give up his job?
Question number 7. What is the man planning to do in the future?
Now listen again.
Hello, Linda. This is Frank speaking.
Hi, Frank. It's nice to hear from you again.
Me too. I'm not as busy as before because I've quit my job.
What? Why did you give up your job?
The company has moved to another city. I don't want to move there.
Oh, I see. Do you have a plan for the future?
Yes, I'm going to start my own business.
Good idea. You will have more time with your family.
That's true. I do want to have more time with my family.
Then you don't need to go to the office every day. Good luck, Frank.
Thank you, Linda.
Question number 6. Why did the man decide to give up his job?
Question number 7. What is the man planning to do in the future? Conversation 2.
Good afternoon. Alex Company. May I help you?
Yes. May I speak to Mr. Williams, your sales manager, please?
Sorry, he isn't available right now.
Then can I reach him a moment later?
I'm afraid you can't. He's having a meeting now.
But I have something urgent to talk with him.
Then would you leave him a message?
Yes, this is Richard Alexander. From Star Electronics.
Mr. Alexander, your message, please.
Just tell him to return my call as soon as possible.
Okay. I'll give him the message when he comes back.
Thanks.
Question number 8. Who does the man want to speak to?
Question number 9. Why can't Mr. Williams answer the phone?
Question number 10. What message does the man leave Mr. Williams? Now listen again. Good afternoon, Alex Company. May I help you?
Yes, may I speak to Mr. Williams, your sales manager, please?
Sorry, he isn't available right now.
Then can I reach him a moment later?
I'm afraid you can't. He's having a meeting now.
But I have something urgent to talk with him.
Then would you leave him a message?
Yes, this is Richard Alexander from Star Electronics.
Mr. Alexander, your message, please.
Just tell him to return my call as soon as possible.
Okay, I'll give him the message when he comes back.
Thanks.
Question number 8. Who does the man want to speak to?
Question number 9. Why can't Mr. Williams answer the phone?
Question number 10. What message does the man leave Mr. Williams? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 2 times. You are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you hear. Now the passage will begin. The first reading.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor to be the guide to show you around our company. First of all, I'll introduce our factory to you. Our company was set up in the 1980s. We mainly produce electronic goods and export them all over the world. We made a profit of about $80 million last year, and our business is growing steadily. We now have offices in Asia, North America, and Europe, with about 1,500 employees, and we are working gladly to meet the needs of our customers. In order to further develop our overseas market, we need more agents to promote our products. I hope you will consider doing business with us. Thank you.
The second reading.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor to be the guide to show you around our company. First of all, I'll introduce our factory to you. Our company was set up in the 1980s. We mainly produce electronic goods and export them all over the world. We made a profit of about $80 million last year. And our business is growing steadily. We now have offices in Asia, North America, and Europe, with about 1,500 employees. And we are working gladly to meet the needs of our customers. In order to further develop our overseas market, we need more agents to promote our products. I hope you will consider doing business with us. Thank you.
Section D. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
Last time, I talked about the importance of an oral presentation. Today, I'd like to talk about the structure of a presentation. A good oral presentation is well structured. This makes it easier for the listener to follow. Generally speaking, a typical presentation consists of 3 parts: the beginning, middle, and ending. In other words, they are the introduction, body, and conclusion. Let's first look at the beginning of a presentation. The beginning of a presentation is the most important part because it is the introduction of yourself to your listeners. You can begin your presentation by asking some questions, or with a comment, quote, or fact. In some cases, you can begin with a joke or a surprising statement. An effective beginning draws the listener's attention and sets the proper tone for your presentation.
Question number 16. What did the speaker talk about last time?
Question number 17. What does the speaker want to talk about today?
Question number 18. What does a typical presentation consist of?
Question number 19. Why is the beginning of a presentation the most important part, according to the speaker?
Question number 20. What is the role an effective beginning can play in your presentation? Now listen again.
Last time, I talked about the importance of an oral presentation. Today, I'd like to talk about the structure of a presentation. A good oral presentation is well structured. This makes it easier for the listener to follow. Generally speaking, a typical presentation consists of three parts: the beginning, middle, and ending. In other words, they are the introduction, body, and conclusion. Let's first look at the beginning of a presentation. The beginning of a presentation is the most important part, because it is the introduction of yourself to your listeners. You can begin your presentation by asking some questions, or with a comment, quote, or fact. In some cases, you can begin with a joke or a surprising statement. An effective beginning draws the listener's attention and sets the proper tone for your presentation.
Question number 16. What did the speaker talk about last time?
Question number 17. What does the speaker want to talk about today?
Question number 18. What does a typical presentation consist of?
Question number 19. Why is the beginning of a presentation the most important part, according to the speaker?
Question number 20. What is the role an effective beginning can play in your presentation? This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。